We're following reaction to the guilty verdict in the Derek Chauvin trial in Minneapolis, but we're also tracking events in Russia, where today police detained dozens of demonstrators who support the jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. Protests came as President Vladimir Putin delivered his annual address to the nation. NPR's Lucian Kim was watching, and he joins us now from Moscow. Lucian, first of all, what can you tell us about Alexei Navalny? He's been on a hunger strike. His health has been getting very bad. How's he doing?
Well, we don't know much about his condition because so little reliable information is getting out. The Russian prison service insists Navalny's condition is satisfactory, but he's been on hunger strike for more than 3 weeks now. He announced that hunger strike because he said he was being denied medical attention for back pain and numbness in his legs and arms. And he thinks there might be a link between those issues and his poisoning last summer with a chemical weapon that he, of course, blames on the Kremlin. Navalny's lawyers are occasionally let in to see him, and Navalny continues to get out messages which his team posts on social media. Just yesterday, he jokingly described himself as a walking skeleton who would scare any kid into eating his porridge. He did also say that hearing that the whole world supports him is helping him stay alive.
Well, now apparently the Kremlin is also trying to outlaw his political organization. Why is that?
That's right. Navalny's organization is called the Anti-Corruption Foundation and has been around for about a decade. They've made some pretty spectacular investigations into government corruption, and their most watched YouTube videos get tens of millions of views. The organization also has a network of offices across Russia, giving Navalny an organizational backbone nationwide. The authorities want to brand it an extremist organization. That will give them the right to prosecute its members and ban their investigations, basically all their activities, and shut down Navalny's movement completely and putting it basically into the same category as ISIS.
Now, President Putin didn't even mention his name during his large national annual speech today. Was that a surprise to you at all?
No. Right. Putin hasn't said anything about Navalny's health, and Putin never mentions Navalny's name and tries not to talk about him at all. We do know that Putin has been forced to talk about Navalny's condition in phone calls with German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Emmanuel Macron because they specifically asked him about that. Putin's spokesman is no different from his boss. He's gotten so frustrated by journalist questions that yesterday he told reporters he'd stop commenting on Navalny's condition. He's directed all questions to the Russian prison service, which, of course, is notoriously stingy with information. As for the speech, yeah, it was, you know, Putin's State of the Nation address. It was devoted completely to Putin promising billions of dollars on aid to families and infrastructure. Actually, a little bit like President Biden.
And what did we hear in that speech about the conflict or potential conflict with Ukraine as Russian troops amass on the border there?
Well, not specifically about Ukraine. What we heard was Putin's usual message of don't mess with Russia. You can't push us around with your sanctions. He said the West shouldn't cross any red lines and added that Russia would determine where those red lines are in each concrete case. So in the context of this huge military buildup on the border with Ukraine, that does sound very threatening.
That's NPR's Lucian Kim reporting from Moscow. Lucian, thank you.
Thank you.